české finále, druhé stříbro.
The Czechs went into Sunday's final against favourite Sweden on a high after smashing home team Switzerland 11-3. However, the Swedes, who have dominated the World Floorball Championship since the first tournament took place in 1996, kept the match firmly under their control. Going into a 4-1 lead in the first third, they eventually beat the Czechs 9-3. Nevertheless, the result is still seen as a success in Czechia, and not just thanks to team bringing back silver, says journalist Jakub Švejkovský, who covers the sport and was a player in one of the country's leading teams himself.
It was common that for the Czech national team to enter a match against Sweden with the mindset of not losing by more than 5 goals. This is very important. Yesterday's match against the Swedes was unsuccessful in terms of results, but there was a completely different mental attitude. It was evident that the Czechs went into the match with determination, and they were publicly declaring that they wanted to win gold medals. And this is something that was absolutely unthinkable a few years ago.
Švejkovský says that this attitude is in part thanks to the work of coach Jaroslav Berka, who managed to persuade the former captain, Matěj Jendrišák, back into the national side. Veterans such as Jendrišák and goalkeeper Lukáš Bauer featured alongside a largely young team, made up of players who won the last two under-19 World Championships in 2019 and 2021. The quality of youth floorball in Czechia has gone up a lot in recent years, says Švejkovský, adding that the country has experienced a huge boom in the popularity of the sport in general.
As for the youth base, floorball has even surpassed tennis and ice hockey. And popularity was greatly helped by the World Championship organized in 2008 in Prague and Ostrava. And again, I see the main reason, among other things, that there is the fact that floorball is very cheap. When complete equipment in hockey costs, for example, several tens of thousands of Czech crowns, a young floorball player actually only needs a plastic stick, a t-shirt, shorts and shoes. It's a big advantage of floorball.
Coach Jaroslav Berka, who incidentally also led the youth team that won gold at last year's World Championships, told Czech television after the final that he was disappointed with the performance against Sweden. However, he added that with the first two lines of the Czech team averaging at an age of around 22, the side has potential to remain strong for a decade.